With the Democratic National Convention hitting mid-stride, political pundits are already beginning to consider what President Barack Obama must do to break out of a virtually tied race with his Republican challenger, Mitt Romney. It has been a boisterous convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, which has taken aim at the GOP standard bearer, with a reminder last night of the Democratic past, Bill Clinton, whose voice joined the convention chorus. And the hope of many Democrats is that the president will reignite the enthusiasm that convention delegates felt 4 years ago in Denver. One of those Democrats is the Reverend Beth Doty of Rehoboth Beach. She is now retired from the Presbyterian Church USA. She became a Democrat in the 1960s with her involvement in the civil rights movement. And this is her first National Party convention.
And it is exhilarating, exhausting, so energizing at the same time. And it's just, it's been inspiring.
Before it slips away, what was your reaction to the address by the First Lady, Michelle Obama?
It was a very inspiring speech, really connected, I think, connected back to, I think, what I felt 4 years ago when Barack Obama ran. And I just felt in a very, it was just inspiring. She's an inspiring person. I think people feel very connected to her. She's very real. She's the kind of person who could walk into a store and start chatting with and then say, oh my gosh, it's the First Lady. You know, she's just very down to earth.
And how do you see President Bill Clinton fitting into this campaign?
You know, I think it is really a critical component of getting the message across, because Bill Clinton brings a dimension. You know, times were good under Bill Clinton, and there were a lot of people that identified with that period of time. And he was a remarkable person in a lot of ways, a wonderful politician, if you will, in getting things done. But it was a whole different time. And I think that's going to lend some credibility and important background, showing that the change that was between those two administrations was not a positive time for the country.
Now, there does seem to be a stark difference between the two parties. What do you make of that?
They're so stark, in stark contrast to one another, in my mind. Now, I was raised in a Republican family, and I'm probably the only Democrat in the family. And I think for me, my transformative change personally was when I got in 1960, when I was in college in Greensboro, North Carolina, at the University of North Carolina, and got involved in the civil rights movement, changed my entire life. Moving ahead with issues of justice and fairness, I want everybody at the table, and I think Obama does that for me. I think that the worldviews are so different between these two parties. They, in my view, they're looking through their own self-interest lens, and somehow they have talked themselves into believing that that, the way they look at the world, is what's best for the country. And I just don't see that way.
One poll I saw said that Mitt Romney was getting 0% from the African-American community. Could be obviously less than 1%. What does that say about the electorate?
Yeah, well, when I said some of my family were Republicans, they're moderate Republicans. It's like Mike Castle from Delaware, you know, who's a moderate Republican. He's a rational, reasonable kind of guy. But those people don't have a grip on that party anymore. I mean, I think their focus has always been, well, smaller government, fiscal responsibility, and those kinds of things. But side by side with also responsibility for moving people up to realize those same goals that they've been privileged to reach. But the right has gotten farther right, and I think that they've really lost perspective. But somehow they've been able to convince themselves that that's what's going to be good to the country, but it just doesn't work.
It's clearly a close election. So what do you think the president has to do in his acceptance speech to bring back that magic of 4 years ago in Denver?
Well, I think he has to. I mean, he has always had integrity in everything that he's done. It's because he believed in what he was doing, and he felt it was the right thing. He has a real sense of commitment to what I was just saying, that people do need to be at the table, that that we need to broaden the base in terms of decision-making in this country. It's gotten lost in rhetoric, that his sense of passion and commitment to all the people in the United States. And I think that that needs to be felt. He needs to make that clear, I think, to the American people, very clear, that we just can't go back to those days in the previous two, you know, the previous administration. So I think if you can make that case, then and do it passionately, and that he can, I think that he can get the bounce, you know, and I think that that will carry him through.
Reverend Beth Doty of Rehoboth Beach, retired from Presbyterian Church USA, and a delegate at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.